This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Thursday, May 16th is the last official day of State of Texas Assessments of Academic Readiness testing for the 2018-2019 school year. That's better known as the STAR test. Eighth graders are taking the STAR for social studies. Thursday and Friday are also makeup dates for additional subjects. But while the STAR tests are just about over for the school year, the controversy surrounding the tests is not. Reporting earlier this year by Texas Monthly executive editor Mimi Swartz called into question how well the STAR reading test actually tests for reading on grade level. Swartz pointed to research done 7 years ago and again this year.
The latest study, basically what's most interesting about it is that the latest study found the same thing as a study completed in 2012, which is that, to put it in the simplest way, the reading test is too hard for most kids. And so you're going to get these really low scores because they're not predominantly aimed at the proper grade level.
The Texas Education Agency came out with a statement also earlier this year, essentially challenging those challenges to the merits of the STAR reading test and asserting that the reading test is, in fact, grade level appropriate based on outside evaluations. But Swartz also believes low STAR scores could be attributed to just the quality of the questions themselves.
I started reading a lot of those questions. They are stultifying. I think even the brightest kids might not be that excited by reading the STAR test. I've talked to a reading expert who's also working on something for us, and she talked about how a lot of times kids will perform better if they're engaged. And there's nothing really engaging about the reading on the STAR test.
Standardized testing has always been a high-stakes proposition in Texas, and Swartz fears the consequences of basing too much on what could be inappropriate barometers.
In some cases, if kids don't pass the test, they won't advance to certain grades. If they don't pass the test, they have to do remediation, they have to do summer school, but it also punishes teachers. It punishes schools in terms of funding. You know, we're in the age of accountability, which nobody is against, by the way, including me. But if your scores aren't at a certain level, you're going to get punished, which would be maybe okay if the test was legitimate, but there are a lot of people who definitely think it's not. And I think you've got these academics who've been working on it for a long time with pretty good proof that it's not.
Swartz says STAR doesn't have only a tangible impact on Texas students and schools.
People writing about the emotional toll this test takes on these kids and even on the teachers. You know, there's so much anxiety around the test because of the high-stakes testing that I think everybody's just wiped out. I went to one hearing about the test a couple of months ago, and I think the legislators were stunned to hear about sort of the school day agony. They seemed very surprised to hear how much, you know, anxiety, illness, stress is associated. This is just, you know, it's sort of crazy land now. I think we've seen enough evidence that this isn't really working for anyone.
And Swartz says the ripple effect of low test scores could be felt well outside the classroom.
It's not just bad for kids. You know, that's what struck me, is it's bad for the state. I mean, you end up, if you've got low performing schools, then you've got a low-performing neighborhood, and you've got businesses that don't want to come in. This is my constant gripe. We're supposed to be the state of the future, and we're supposed to have our handle on how, you know, how to go forward in the best way possible. And anybody else can look at the facts and say, well, wait a minute, you know, what about this, you know, this low ranking on education? Why would I want to move my corporation there?
So what happens next? In their statement earlier this year, the Texas Education Agency stands by the STAR reading test and says incorrect criteria were used to assess the appropriateness of their grade level. The state legislature has toyed with making some changes to the STAR testing system this session, But so far, they've taken no final action. The session ends on May 27th. And Swart says there is a bigger picture issue at play.
What I've been told when I ask is, well, this is political. This is an issue about, you know, who's going to control education in the state. Is it going to be state government, TEA, or school superintendents? And I think, okay, that's a valid point. But I think the opposition to this test is pretty widespread, I would say.
Mimi Swartz is executive editor of Texas Monthly Magazine. Her articles, Are Texas Kids Failing or Are the Tests Rigged? And New Study Reaffirms That Star Reading Tests Are Not on Grade Level, were published earlier this year. Numbers from the Texas Education Agency show fifth graders and eighth graders' passing rate for the Star Reading Test last school year was about 77%. There's more news at KUT.org.